for calling Customer Support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
93555.
May I please have your first and last name?
First name Katie, last name Woods.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
424 South Gateway Boulevard, Ridgecrest, California, 93555.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it.
Okay.
Okay, so I do see where a Makita toolbox was entered into for a chance to win. How may I help you today?
Okay, I got an email from Home Depot about 2-3 weeks ago. I think it was an email. Maybe it might have been a phone message saying that I was a valued customer, and if I wanted a free Makita screwdriver, I just needed to register and pay shipping on my card, and they'd send me this screwdriver. Okay, so the day that that happened, you guys hit my account for $7.95. All right, so I just figured, okay, that's the shipping. All right, well, this morning, you guys hit my account for $59, okay? None of this is my doing, and I need somebody to undo whatever got done. Because it's fraud. There you go.
Okay, the charges are valid charges. Once you purchase the item on the 11th...
Whoa.
I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
Why are the charges valid charges when I was told I was going to get a free screwdriver for shipping?
Once you purchase the item on the 11th of this month, in those terms and conditions, then I do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase. It does state all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged at $56.95 for our $125 gift card from the factory direct store. And that is each month until you call in to get the account canceled out.
Okay, right. Tell me why when I supplied my card for only shipping, now it's hitting it for $56.
Because it's shipping and handling at the day of purchase, and then in those terms and conditions, it states after those 48 hours, you're charged at $56.95.
For what? What am I getting charged
for? For the $125 gift card from the factory direct store.
Okay, so for $56, what am I getting from you guys?
A $125 gift card from the factory direct store.
And what do I do with a $125 gift card from factory direct?
You're able to buy more gadgets from the factory direct store.
Okay, but that has nothing to do with Home Depot, and that's where this supposedly originated. Was a home, they messaged me and said that I was going to get a free screwdriver for shipping only. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Our products can be advertised to many different companies, and you're paying the shipping and handling at the day of purchase, but after those 48 hours, you're charged at $56.95. Each month, you will be charged that amount until you call in to get it canceled.
All right. Well, I'm going to be charged $56.95 every month for what? What am I getting charged for?
So you call in to get the account canceled out for the $125 gift card. So each month you'll get that until you call in to get it canceled.
So for a $125 gift card, they're going to charge my account $56 every month?
You'll get a new gift card each month. So each month you'll be charged $56.95. You will receive a $125 gift card each month as well.
Okay, and what do I do with that gift card?
You're able to buy more gadgets from the factory direct store.
Okay, all right. So, I've already entered a fraud complaint with Bank of America, okay? I did not I did not authorize buying anything for $56. Okay? I authorized a free screwdriver for shipping only. And
yes, ma'am. And what your bank will do is go ahead and read those terms and conditions as well. And then you will have a charge back on your account because the charge is a valid charge, being that all of the information has to be presented at the day of purchase. I can reach out to my supervisor to see if she's able to do you a refund. But the charge is a valid charge. Give me just a moment.
Okay. Yeah. I definitely want to cancel it. Okay. But I also want that money refunded. And either through you or Bank of America, one of the two, because I did not authorize anything but shipping charges on a free screwdriver. I didn't sign up for a fucking gift card from you guys or anything else. All I did was say I would pay.
I do want to let you know that I am still here. I'm still speaking with my supervisor.
Okay, that would be really great. Thank you. Because I'm not Bill Gates and went to the store and I only had $5 when I thought I had $60.
Okay, so after speaking with my supervisor, being that this charge is a valid charge, she did agree to a 50% refund out of that $56.25.
Okay, and they could do that today?
Okay, so what you'll have to do, being that you stated that you have a fraud with your car company, what you'll have to do is call back with the car company on the line, and they will have to be willing to drop that dispute, and then we'll be more than happy to issue you that refund.
Okay, I've already been on to Bank of America twice this morning, so you tell me what I have to do to jump through the hoops you need me to jump through.
What you'll have to do is call back with the bank on the line. They'll have to verify that they're going to drop this dispute, then we'll be more than happy to issue you that refund.
But you're only gonna issue me half of the refund.
That is correct.
And for that, for getting half of the money back that I didn't authorize, what do I get for that?
You
Nothing?
Should have received a gift card via email that should be under the factory direct store.
Okay, all of this came out under the headline of Home Depot, okay? Nothing factory direct, nothing
okay,
Better Buy.
Okay, our products are advertised through many different companies. It could have been Home Depot, Lowe's, Sam's, Costco, and many more companies, even CVS or
okay.
Walgreens.
All right, tell me this. If I don't do anything about this at all, you guys are going to send me a $125 gift card, right?
You've already been sent that gift card. It may take 24 to 48 hours, but I would advise you to check your spam as well.
Okay, what, the gift card's coming by email?
That is correct.
Okay, and what can I do with that $125 gift card?
You're able to buy more gadgets from the factory direct store.
Okay, that's not really going to do me any good. I don't even know what kind of gadgets you guys have.
Okay, you'll have to visit the website that is listed with that gift card to see what gadgets we have.
Okay, but if I go through the deal of you giving me half the money back and getting the bank online saying that they'll drop the fraud charges, then I end up paying $30 and $7.95 for nothing, right?
I'm sorry, you'll still get the gift card has already been sent out to you. We can't take gift cards back.
I have no idea what I'm going to do with a friggin' gift card when you guys have charged my account illegally for more than what you stated you were going to charge it for.
All of that information is listed within those terms and conditions at the day of purchase. My supervisor agreed to a 50% refund. You will have to call back in order to get that refund.
I didn't purchase anything. I agreed to shipping charges on a free friggin' screwdriver from Home Depot.
Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Well, I guess, all right. If I continue with the Bank of America fraud charges and I shut my account down with you, is that going to screw that up or what?
I'm not sure. You'll have to contact Bank of America, but I've canceled out your account. And in order to get that 50% refund, you will have to call back with them on the line in order to get that refund. For anything dealing with your account, I'm not sure. You'll have to contact Bank of America.
All right, I don't know how I get Bank of America online. First of all, it's going to take another 5 minutes to talk to somebody. And I just keep you on the line while I'm doing that? Is that
no,
what
ma'am.
I do?
No, ma'am, you'll have to call back with them on the line. They have to be on the line once the call is answered. You can always call them, and they can add us to the call.
Okay, so I call Bank of America. I get them on the line. And then while they're on the line, I call you, right?
You can call us, or you can tell them to add us to the call.
Okay. And then Bank of America and you and I are all on the phone, and you're going to give me 50% of that $56 that hit this morning back, right?
You will receive a 50% refund once they're willing to drop the dispute.
And how long will that take?
The refund takes about 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. All right. I'll call Bank of America and see if we can get this thing going.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
All right. Thank you. Bye.